Thank you and good afternoon. On Thursday, a skull that was found near the Ill River back in March was identified by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. The remains are those of 23-year-old Danielle Bertolini, who went missing in February of 2014. Danielle's family has set up a GoFundMe page to help cover the cost for funeral arrangements, which will be held in the family's hometown in Maine. Danielle's family are also still searching for 37-year-old Sheila Franks, who went missing the week before Danielle's disappearance. No further information has been released at this time, but an investigation into Danielle's death has been opened. Congressman Jared Huffman and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom stopped by Garverville earlier this afternoon to attend a community meeting. The meeting revolved around the discussion of marijuana policy and the need for local residents to research what will happen if the legalization of marijuana is realized in the coming years. With marijuana legalization expected to be up for vote in 2016, Newsom said he hopes on having more public forums such as the one today in other areas of the state before voters go to the ballot box in 2016. California is looking to conduct a road study. Dan Squire has more.
The state of Oregon is currently accepting applications from residents interested in taking part in a long-term study that will charge drivers 1.5 cents for every mile they drive as a potential replacement for gasoline taxes paid at the pump. The Oregon program begins on July 1st, and officials in California are looking at a study of their own. The State Transportation Commission will hold a public hearing today to discuss the California Road Charge Program. A 15-member advisory committee will focus on road use charging methods as an alternative to gas taxes. Officials in both California and Oregon have noticed that sales tax revenue from gasoline taxes are diminishing, leaving less money for road maintenance, and that the use of more fuel-efficient or alternative fuel vehicles are one reason. Drivers, no matter the vehicle, still use public roads, and the pay-by-the-mile fee could be one way to make up the difference.
Thank you, Dan. On Thursday afternoon, 37-year-old Hooper resident William Joseph Jarnigan turned himself into the sheriff's office and was placed under arrest for suspicion of child molestation. Jarnigan, an employee of Hoopa Valley High School, was booked for 3 misdemeanor allegations of molestation against a child under the age of 18. Investigators first learned of the allegations on Wednesday, and Jarnigan's bail was set at $375,000. Wednesday morning, a sheriff's deputy was conducting a routine patrol on Cannibal Island Road when he spotted a red minivan driven by 24-year-old Robert Ellis. Ellis was on probation with the search and seizure clause and was driving on a suspended license, which prompted a traffic stop. After the deputy smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle, Ellis, along with 33-year-old passenger Jeremiah Fletcher, were detained. A search of the vehicle turned up 2 pounds of marijuana, 2 hypodermic needles, methamphetamine, and scales. Both men were booked into county jail on numerous charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last year, the Environmental Protection Agency deemed the Samoa pulp mill too hazardous for the community and took over operations to clean up the pulp mill and to remove the waste. Mike Wilson, commissioner with the Humboldt Bay Harbor District, said on Wednesday's Talk Shop that the pH levels for the waste inside the mill was at a 14, which is at a highly dangerous level. The EPA says the cleanup and removal of gallons of toxic materials were completed last week, according to Wilson.
Last week, the representative from the EPA, who's been helping us clean up the pulp mill site that people know that we acquired some years ago, actually only about a year and a half ago, they have announced that they have completed the removal of all of the sludge on site, or basically all the liquids, all the mixed liquors, the pH 14 highly toxic material. 4 million gallons have been removed.
Wilson went on to say that most of the material removed from the old pulp mill will be transported to a mill in Longview.
Most of that went to a pulp mill in Longview. The rest of it is more of a sludge, and they're basically pulling the remainders of that out. Most of the tanks have gone. Pretty much all the tanks will be gone pretty soon, and we're hoping to actually take down the stack in July.
Last year, fellow District Commissioner Mark Richards said that the shutdown of the mill was a cold shutdown, and Evergreen Pulp just left the county and in turn left them with gallons of toxic waste. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.